When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio. Help, my arms fell off.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table rolling dice to fight our own imaginary cat, but that's exactly what we're doing today. Welcome to the seventh episode of D&D is for Nerds. I'm Ali Kathleen, playing the role of Ainsley Foggyfeather. Over here we've got Joel Zammit, playing the role of Leo Shadow.
Hiya.
And the interesting Jackson B. Bailey, playing the role of Kriff Pum Pum Kriff.
Yeah.
And Jackson, hold on. Thank you so much. And never forget our amazing DM, Adam Carparts.
Guys, that's not my name.
Shut up, Adam. Previously, D&D is for Neds.
Let's try to sell this head.
85 gold and you leave tonight.
We just killed this wizard for you, now you want us to leave? You're rude.
Let's go buy an elephant.
I want to look fancy, Adam. I got a bell.
Do we want to name our mule?
Cart Michael.
Oh my god, yes.
We got a loot.
The tavern is completely uninhabited except for the bartender at the bar and two people hunched over near the fire.
Good morrow, yon barkeep.
Undead, I tell you. Undead. They're infesting the place.
I popped my head. Undead, you say?
If you can go and do this for us, plus anything you can take.
Any moose heads.
We'll get you as many moose heads as you can carry as well. Good. So after a night's sleep, you're up by the next morning's light, and it's definitely a lot warmer during daytime. You're very glad you didn't choose to go out in the snow at night.
But I act like we should have gone out in the snow.
Yeah. It's not really,
I lie about that.
Oh, the farmer meets you downstairs. Night. He looks like he's been waiting for like maybe an hour. He's like already finished his meal and stuff, his breakfast.
Have we kept you?
No. I wanted to see you before you left.
All right.
So I could tell you where the town was.
I thought it was this town.
Oh, it's not?
No.
It's
a small village.
Village to the east. We were going to go to the crypt. Lucky.
Lucky we met us here. We would have just... That would have been embarrassing.
We would have just dug up dead bodies and stabbed them.
No, it's... I live in a small village, maybe 8 hours travel from here.
All right.
8 hours?
It's okay, Michael.
Oh my god.
We're not going to roleplay all of those 8 hours. You know that.
Real time, Ellie.
I thought maybe we could have, like, sleptwalked and then we would have already been there and we'd be fine.
I don't know how you can. Anyway,
let's get Cart Michael.
Let's get Cart hopping Cart Michael and chuff towards the town.
You guys are so lucky this farmer needs you.
He's not just like, never mind.
He would not deal with you.
We don't have an undead problem, it's fine. I'll deal with it.
He takes up his little sickle thing.
Yeah, I got it.
I've got this. Look, I'll farm him. I'll throw potatoes at him. It'll be fine.
I'll pitchfork him in the guts. I don't care.
anything other than this.
I can lead you some of the ways there, but... to get into the town itself, it's no place for the likes of me.
Too many undead?
Yes, it's infested, like I said.
Right, let's do this then.
I believe the source of it to be somewhere in the crypts itself. If you delve into there, you could find whatever's doing this and put an end to it.
Ask him if anybody strange has been through his town recently. Anybody who looks a little suspicious?
That wasn't us.
We're not suspicious.
Well, you haven't been through his town recently.
Yeah, we thought we had, but...
I have local knowledge. What does that do?
It allows you to know about, like, you know, like where a tavern might be, like a local bandit force or something like that. It tells you about the people local to an area. So, yes, actually. There was a hooded stranger. We didn't think much of it at the time. He was only passing through briefly. But when one of my lads saw him, like, around the crypt the night before it happened.
Sounds like that's your guy.
Yeah, I reckon it was him. Like, yeah. I don't even want to do any more detective work. I'm pretty sure that was the guy.
That's the guy.
We'll go kill him for you.
Oh, I thought we were just going to leave.
Like, whatever you do, so long as...
Job done. A great detective.
Where's our 275 gold pieces?
Cough up, mate. We did it. We
saved our moose heads.
And our moose heads.
Good. All right, let's lead the way then, young farmer. What's your name, young farmer?
Dustin.
All right, Dustin.
Hoffman? Dustin Hoffman?
I don't have a surname.
Oh, what?
Dustin the farmer.
Dustin farmer.
Dustin, son of Hoff?
Son of no one important.
Son of David Hasselhoff.
Dismissive. All right, son of no one important. I mean, Dustin, look, just sometimes it's all right to look at your background and be proud of where you came from. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be ashamed.
Even if they're undead.
It's all right.
Dustin, son of Torn.
All right, Dustin, son of Torn.
Thank you, Dustin.
Yeah.
That was more for us than you. You knew that, but didn't you?
It's okay to open up sometimes, Dustin.
Dustin has a bad cart ride.
Just trust a bit more.
Dustin asks if you have horses.
No.
It's a lot less shorter a journey with horses.
So I'll
go borrow some horses.
We have a cart mule.
We hop in cart, Michael.
You hop in cart, Michael?
We climb inside him.
So we get horses now?
Just temporarily.
Temporary horses.
By cart, Michael.
You stay here, Carmichael. So be good.
With the horses, it's maybe only 2 hours instead of 8.
That's a big difference.
Wow.
Yeah, you're making speed. Well, you're not just
our mule
along.
Is shit.
Yeah. Why
your mule is forced to go as fast as you are and is also hitched to a wagon.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You come to like a gentle slope down to what is obviously a village. It's maybe only 10 houses, and then you can see the only stone building is what appears to be the crypt, and dispersed among them are undead shambling around.
Mm. Mm.
Dustin slows down his horse here and says, I can't go any further.
Dustin, quick question.
Mm-hmm.
These crypts, do people booby trap them?
No, there shouldn't be booby traps.
So no booby traps.
Or some of the individual coffins might be, but
God damn it.
Keep checking for traps.
Always check for traps.
Booby trapping.
Samit, always check for traps.
I don't know. Some people are paranoid, he says.
That's fair enough.
Can I use knowledge arcana to figure out what kind of zombos these are? Well, like shit about them?
Yeah. So, you know, some basics about zombies.
Hey guys, so let me just school you in zombos, zombinis, zombies.
Are you making up words to seem more important than you actually are?
I'm just stalling for time. Let me tell you about zombies. Okay. Zombies 101.
Uh-huh.
I explain whatever the fuck Adam's going to say to y'all.
So,
thank you, Griff.
Yeah,
hey,
zombies.
Not a problem, champ.
Zombies are more often than not created via the magics of like a evil wizard. Sometimes clerics can do it as well, but it's less common. They are, like I said a while ago, they're not like George Romero things. You don't destroy the brain. It's okay. Just so long as they have a working body, they'll keep coming after you.
Guys, don't get bitten. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's about like just breaking the body to the point where it can't be used anymore.
Okay. So wash the body.
Bludgeoning weapons, if you can, like, you know, bats or like a mace or something like that. Long swords and piercing weapons like bow and arrow do less damage to them in total.
Okay.
They don't really like, they're mindless. They don't fear anything, but they're not going to use like anything other than maybe swarm tactics.
Dustin, do you have a bludgeoning item I could perhaps borrow?
Times three.
He, takes a club off the side of his horse and hands it to you.
Thank you.
It's a simple weapon, just a bit of wood, but it's all he has.
It's all right. Probably better than my rapier. What's better than my rapier?
They're about the same. The club is slightly better against undead, but specifically there. You want to use the rapier any other time.
Okay, but I'll use the club now.
Yeah.
How many clubs do you have?
Let's find out, he says, picking up some dice.
Every morning I pick up a random number of clubs. Just a little ritual of mine.
High or low?
Lower.
Low? Sorry, I only have one.
Wait, no, I said higher.
Yes, that'll trick him.
Yeah. How are you, genius?
Ainsley, are you suffering a heart attack, I feel?
It's going to be really embarrassing for me when I'm listening to this and I'm like, damn it!
She got me!
She did say lower.
Can I see the crypt from here?
Yeah, you can see the... yes.
So what's my attack, but do I need to write any attack?
It's okay. Yeah. You just say when you want to use the club. I know your stats.
Okay.
That was terrifying.
Dustin, like, sort of gestures around. There's, like, sparse trees in the area. You might be able to find, like, a club from one of them or even a staff to use.
Ainsley.
A loot?
I give you the loot.
A loot, yes!
That'll break easily.
Yeah, whatever.
But
it's become tiresome in the year since that we've been
What do you mean tiresome? I thought I was providing good entertainment night after night.
Long time ago.
With a perform skill of -1, I would disagree.
I thought you guys never said anything.
Well, look, were you just having such a good time?
I thought I was bringing joy and entertainment.
Did you not wonder why we hid it from you sometimes?
I thought we were having a funny game.
No. Not the case.
Oh, a little bit betrayed.
Dustin. Dustin listens patiently to you guys.
You're a champ, Dustin.
Then he says, so would you, how long do you think this is going to take you?
4 minutes.
I'll wait here then.
No, Dustin. Dustin's joking.
How probably, many maybe undead? Like, are they in first 24 hours? Say good 24.
Let's say like yeah, good 24 hours, Dustin.
12 at the least.
I'll head back to Theron.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Not Theron.
Terrier. Fox yeah. Terrier. Mm. Not Fox.
I glanced at the map and I saw the wrong city.
Of Huskies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fox Terrier in the country of Huskies. Sick. We'll see you then.
Okay, he rides off.
All right, so we can see the crypt from here.
All right.
Does it look like it's conceivable to get there by sneaking?
You reckon you could, yeah. It's like on the edge of town, and the zombie like horde is primarily based in the town itself. You'd have to go around, but you could.
How much is a zombie horde?
$40.
Damn, we haven't got
35 for you though. I'll give it to you.
We've only got 20. God, fuck.
Damn. Well, if you want, you can lease the horse.
No, all right. What
kind of we'll interest? Need a down payment, though. You reckon you can spot maybe 15-odd?
15-odd. So if we attack, okay, so if we
it's
attack
like five each.
One, they're all going to come at us, or are they all yeah. sort of individually?
The town is very sparsely, like, you know, with buildings, very sparse. So you think, yeah, if you started a fight, they'd all just hear yeah. and come.
Let's try and sneak.
So hang on, Ainsley.
Yes.
Are you? I mean, like, that's not really a noble, womanly, princessly. You know, can you sneak?
What do you mean, like sneaking? I snuck around the castle a bit, but that's probably why
and your little bum pinching endeavors.
Yeah, and that's probably why they don't want me back. To be honest, let's just say, like, if someone put all of my skills on a piece of paper,
uh-huh.
where would they be?
What would your snake be? Just like
oh, metagaming.
Hypothetically. Well, I just would like to know from, like, the past. I'm sure I've seen her try and sneak in the past.
If we were to what is that?
From past performance, you guys are all decent. So there's two different stats that govern sneaking. Mm-hmm. There's hide and move silently, because D&D is a pain like that. So,
9/11. I'm
pretty good at hiding.
Okay.
You're decent at both. You're decent.
Oh, I am. The same. Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm pro at it from all my bum binging.
Bum binging?
Well,
Allie goes on a bum binge. Ainsley bum binging like crazy.
Can we just go back again? Jackson, ask me again. How good
the levels go. The levels go Leo. Leo, Ainsley, and then
I'm the worst.
Yeah, Mister.
You're still pretty good though.
You're high and mighty, asking Ainsley if she's good at sneaking when
Jigalump's
you're a piece of
got
shit.
Your back though.
Oh, he gives you plus stuff.
Is that including Jigalump?
Yeah, it's including. You're all decent. You're all decent.
A piece of shit. So, all right, I say. All right, so we'll decide to sneak.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sneak in. We hunker down. We get all fucking close to the ground and cold. Sneak our way in.
This one requires 6 dice.
That's a lot of dice. Did we win?
Did we win? Shut up.
Have we won Dungeons and Dragons?
You get up behind the crypt and you do it without being noticed.
Oh, fuck yes, high fives all round.
Super.
You can hear the cries. You can hear the cries of the dead like up close now. And the graveyard beyond this crypt, so it's like graveyard and then a crypt like at the end of it. You're behind the crypt on the opposite side from the graveyard, and in the graveyard you can hear there's maybe four or five of them just trudging around there.
Oh boy.
So maybe if we sneak into the crypt?
You reckon that's doable? What about this? What about if I shoot off
Dancing lights
and distract the zombies?
Mm. You have a bell.
And we... Are you suggesting I run with the bell?
I suggest you throw the bell. You know what I should do? Awesome,
you know what
powers.
I fucking should do? I should use Mage Hand. I use Mage Hand on the bell. Mage Hand allows me to like manipulate objects, like limited shitty telekinesis.
Yeah.
So I take out the bell, I lift that shit up, I just slowly move it out to where the zombies are and just start jingling it.
How far do you want to move it away
like
from
keys
you?
Far
right
away
right into the can. Center of those five zombies.
Oh, okay. So you're drawing them like to the center of the graveyard?
Yes. Away from us.
Wherever. From us. Oh, yeah.
On the opposite side of the graveyard.
On the opposite side of the graveyard, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, okay. So the bell starts ding, da ding, da ding, da ding.
That's the best.
The zombies all turn around and start shuffling over towards the bell. Yes.
Sneak in, sneak in, sneak in, you fucks.
Look, check for traps, I
guess. You're going to stop to. It's going to take you like a minute to check for traps.
Risk it.
Risk it for the biscuit.
You got to risk
Let's
it.
Let's risk it.
You got to get risk it if you want to get the biscuit.
I just said that.
So. The crypt itself is this very small building. It's got like a wrought iron door to get in. And when you go through the wrought iron door, there's just stairs that go down into... The crypt is mainly underground. This small building is just like the entryway, basically. You open the crypt door without much hassle and you get down the stairs as well.
You find
yourself in like a small crypt area. It's like a long corridor, and either side there are like coffins stacked up. The corridor ends and turns left.
I'm so spooked.
You can hear zombies in here as well.
Ah, poo.
poo. I'd like to take out an alchemist's fire, just for in case.
I want to do a little bit of a sneak look.
Okay.
To see how many of them zombos
the classic
there are.
Sneak peek.
You
sneak
peer peek. Around the corner.
A Leo sneak peek.
You look around the corner and you see there's maybe another five. It's like another corridor, and this corridor ends in like a door. There's five down this turn area.
I go to the corner. Do you let me know?
I lean in there's five. I'm going to sneak
your plan
behind the five and then just attack the one at the back while you guys attack the one at the front. Maybe they just split up and they sort of they don't know where to go.
So you're going to go around the back of the group whilst we go around the front of the group.
Yeah.
Pincer that shit. Yeah, yes. All right. Let's do it.
All right. That's the plan.
I was just going to throw alchemist's fire at them.
No, we only have one alchemist's fire. We might need that for that clearly hooded necromancer.
The guy's clearly a necromancer. That farmer didn't even know.
Idiot. I have no arcane knowledge. Even I know that.
Did you notice that the guard was like, the farmers aren't going to have anything right in front of that farmer? That was so rude. I'm just sitting there like, dude, he's right here. Farmers, they make a fine living.
For the listeners at home, I've drawn a map. Oh, you can't see it. I completely forgot.
Just hold it up to the microphone.
Yeah, I'll hold it up to the microphone. So there's the graveyard there, and then there's the crypt itself, the building, stairs going down, and then one corridor turning... actually, I've done the wrong...
Either way.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It turns around, and then there's a door at the end. So it's like an L-shaped corridor.
Cool, and there's five zombies there.
Yeah, about there.
All right, so if Samit sneaks around to like where the door is to attack from the back, and we attack from the front is our current game plan.
Yeah, so I'm going to go sneak past the zombies.
Oh, I see. Well, it's going to be a tough one because you'd be moving in among them.
Yep.
Basic.
You got this, Zamzi.
Using my sneak and evasion skills.
Yeah, you like get right up to them and then they notice you.
Hey, you got close.
No, I tried.
Alchemist's fire.
Right there.
Okay.
Samit, it. Just swallowed whole. The end.
I guess I can not. sneak as well as I thought.
It was quite a tight corridor. I was like impressed that you wanted to go for it.
Flew too close to the sun. As we all know, Leo Shadow's downfall is that he thinks he's the best.
Leo, you're first.
Oh, awesome.
Combat begins, by the way, just in case you guys didn't realize.
I'm going to grab my fucking club and just start wailing away at
you that womp the fucker.
Zombo.
Club that zombo in the dick, Sam.
With all my halfling strength.
You sock him, like, you mean to hit him in the head, but you swing too low and too hard and you hit him in the groin instead. The zombie does not care.
Oh, fuck. Zombos don't have proper dicks anymore. That's the first bit that rots away, guys.
Gross.
I don't know if that's true. No, don't fucking quote me on that, listeners.
You have arcane knowledge. It is true.
They start crowding around you, but zombies are really slow, and only the one in front of you actually gets a chance to attack. The others just, like, shuffle up towards you. Yeah, he, like, tries to grab you, but you, like, just dart out of his reach.
Yeah.
It's, like, his fetid breath is just, like, in your everything.
Yeah. Guys, I made a mistake.
Guys, poor choice. Oh, geez. But it's great because you're so little that it's, like, it's clearly hard for them to get at you.
Ainsley.
Yes. Do you want me to do something?
No, you can just, you know.
Watch.
I just wanted to talk. Like, how are you doing? Like, you enjoying this?
Yeah? Having a good time? On the journey?
Like, what do you think of me as a DM?
I feel as though if I could take an arm of the zombie, could I beat other zombies with the arm?
That's not really the question I asked.
Don't avoiding the question.
Running around rubbing zombies are arm off.
I think I know what that means. Okay. So you want to tear one of their arms off and beat them to death?
I'm just asking if it would work.
Well, technically, yes.
Then I'm doing that.
You could try to tear an arm off.
Clearly, he was about to say more.
You could try to make out with the zombie, you know?
No, cut off the arm with a long sword, like clean cut off, and then used that arm or leg as some sort of tool to bludgeon.
It's not you a good like head charging. Touch
It could go either way sometimes. Yeah. He's either mystified at our bullshit or mystified that the dice is allowing him to have to do this bullshit.
Charge in with your longsword. And it's not even a ranged attack, but somehow Leo gets in the way.
This is when you can't have nice things, guys.
You're just a little boy.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to turn your blade at the last minute or hit Leo as well.
Or just carry on and hit Leo.
You know what, guys? You have one more chance. I'm going to avoid you now. Next time, if you're in the way, it's fair game.
Right, every time I describe her missing, I describe her missing because of you guys' incompetence.
Always.
Oh, boy.
Crit, it's your turn. Criff. God damn it. I got a F.
Grease.
Fuck.
Grease the ground. Get greased, zombies.
Okay.
Suck up that one, zombie.
Leo, you need to make a
invasion.
Balance. Oh, I roll your balances right.
Oh, get greased, guys. You'll be right.
Yeah. Okay. The zombies, because they're not moving around much, aren't falling over. But if like you can get them to move, then they might.
Right. Start
basically,
playing thriller.
What grease is good for is just making enemies trip up.
Trip the enemies, guys. I've done half the work.
Cool.
What if we just slide? Run and
Leo?
Slide.
Yeah. Knee slide, power slide. slide with back. The loot.
Slide through that grease backwards and fling a.
No. You're going to like this one. You like put one foot up, put it in the center of mass of the zombie, and kick off. And you just gracefully slide backwards.
And as I'm doing so, fling a bullet at him.
Ah! Now you fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Your reach has exceeded your grasp. Okay, so you try to fire a bullet from your sling, and as you do so, you realize that you're about to release the bullet too late and nearly hit yourself with it, so you just don't. You just don't.
Yeah, best not. Let's just keep sliding.
Okay. They come after you.
Zambo's turn.
One trips.
Yes.
One gets through.
Oh, fuck.
Two trip.
Yes. Yeah.
Three trip?
Yes.
Four trip.
That's it.
Four of them are just like a writhing mass of zombies on the floor, and one of them makes it through.
That's what you want.
We kill that one and then just walk away.
Because it like gets up to you again, Leo, imagine but it. Because they're so slow, it just can't attack.
Oh good.
Just punch it.
Ainsley?
Clock in the face.
Ainsley, just punch it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to punch it.
Just punch the fucking zombie.
You're going to punch.
For real? You're just going to punch it?
Oh, I feel like that's just a bad
clock
idea.
Him. No, just clock him in the fucking jaw.
Yeah, nah. Peer pressure. Let's do this.
Okay.
We're waiting.
You clock him in the jaw and he bites your hand.
Guys! That's the worst advice ever.
He's a wizard. He doesn't know about
I don't know how to fight.
You take 3 points of damage.
Hey, that's all right. You got more HP now.
Yeah, well,
Also... I guess you didn't really know it. I'll just let you guys know because it's fun for the listeners to know. So when you punch someone, you deal non-lethal damage, which zombies are immune to.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
you've done nothing but hurt
about
yourself.
Zombies, you
not
idiot.
Enough, clearly.
You didn't know enough.
Hey, you're right. Imagine like you're the right. Moment your fist connects with the teeth, you just look at me. Just a single turn. Zombie munching on your hand. You're a piece of shit.
I'm looking for anyway, so
yes. Ali's getting a hand chop.
Yep.
I'm gonna take my hand away.
Criff, it's your turn.
No.
Bad zombie. Bad.
I would like to throw my spear. Why not? At a zombie. I don't have anything that bludgeons. Yes, I do. Oh, no, the bell's outside. Fuck.
Summon a plank of wood and then throw that.
Yes!
Actually, yes.
A block of
blockade.
Wood.
Is how I imagine that
you
spell goes.
Struggle as if you were going to shit yourself. And a 5-foot by 5-foot block of wood.
Yes.
Materializes in front of you.
Finally,
five
I get
foot
to
by
use
five.
It.
How wide is the corridor?
It's about 10 foot. So okay. This thank takes God. Up half of the corridor, guys. Also, it is too heavy for you to lift.
Oh, for goodness.
Can I push it?
Yeah, on the
I like
grease.
To push it into the zombies.
On the grease, it just slides down.
Can we just, like, Jackson Bailey?
You knock the other zombie to the ground.
Most ingenuitive wizard ever.
The block of wood just like slides completely down the corridor and bumps into the wall at the end.
Awesome. Did it just collect all the zombies?
It knocked some of the ones that were trying to get up.
Oh yeah, that's right. So I was filling the corridor like a steamroller. But
the
not.
Zombies spend their turn getting up, and that's their turn.
Cool.
Can we go through the door
zombies
while they're
are slow, guys.
Doing stuff? Can we go through the door while they're doing stuff?
I'll just keep chasing us.
Yeah.
Sure, it'll close the door behind us and then use the lock.
Do have an amazing lock, guys. But I feel like we're going to need that down the track.
Yeah. Okay,
I don't want to waste our amazing lock just like on the first door we see.
I'm trying to think, have any of you done damage to a zombie yet?
No.
This has been some fucking Mr. Bean bullshit. This whole combat. Some slidey motherfucking British slapstick nonsense. Fucking sliding little people. That's been this.
Magic.
Bludgeon. Are they
sorry, that was. Now it's Leo's turn.
Are the zombies up or are they?
They're on the ground.
I was gonna go the closest one and just
kick it in the head
and just get my like club and just slam it into his face.
As though you were mortar and pestling a zombie.
Yeah,
I can't fuck this up, right?
No, you get him.
Oh, good.
You crush his head.
Good.
Doesn't stop moving though.
Like an egg.
Oh, it doesn't stop moving.
It doesn't have teeth anymore.
Hey.
Cut off. Let's just get fucking Ainsley over here to cut off its arms and legs.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have some stump.
Then you can cut its legs off, arm off, and it can use a club.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
Okay. Good.
Just paraplegize these zombies.
So the zombie in front of you bites at you.
Ah! Well, oh no! I crushed his head.
Oh right. He grabs you and starts just tearing at you with his arms.
That's
cut them off. We're gonna cut them off. We'll cut them off.
Yeah, he like tries to grab you, but you're like, you're like dancing around his arms.
Stupid greasy zombie.
Stupid greasy zombies. Always ruining my good times.
The other zombies, like, start to advance on you again. They're surrounding you again.
Just punch him in the dick again.
They're surrounding you again, Leo.
That worked so well last time.
Ainsley?
Yes, cutting off arms.
Slice off some arms.
You hit.
Yes.
Slice it off.
You make a good effort to hack an arm off.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you're rooting. These zombies.
That's the sound you guys are making for me. You embed your sword in its shoulder, but it doesn't seem to care.
Oh, my God, zombies are a hassle. I'm just going to push that block again. Squish them.
It's on the other side of the place.
Summon another block.
Hey, yeah, how many blocks can I summon?
As many spells as you have.
I don't know how many spells I have.
It's on that page.
The other one?
No. You have... Oh, next one?
Whoop. Oh, yeah,
up
I
the top,
it.
Spells, yeah, yeah. Spells
cool,
per day.
Cool. Easy.
What are you doing?
Is it me?
Yes, it's your turn.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even think. Help.
You got as far as how many blocks can I summon a day?
That's all I needed to know. What? Can I scatter spray some bones from the crypt?
Yeah, there's a lot of shit all over the place.
Sick, let's go nuts.
Finally.
Okay. How much am I gonna die?
You've got evasion now. Hey. If you make the save, you're good.
No more bones in the back of your skull.
Hey! You take no damage.
Yeah. Sick.
Zombies take some damage.
Damn right they bloody well do.
Angel, your knife in the back again?
That would be unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
Hilarious, though.
Yeah, you just dig up shit from all over the... There's, like, some very old-looking coins, bones, bits of rock, just shit. Flies up at awesome. These zombies and knocks them about like rag dolls.
Yes. In the grease? Or is the grease drying up by this
point? Oh, they're kind of past the grease at this point. Yeah, it's a very small area of effect.
Do you guys want more grease?
Maybe don't. Yeah, well, next turn, I guess.
Oh, we could do some more grease. Yeah.
So that puts it at Leo's turn.
Can I run past the zombies and just slide through the grease on the other side?
You can, but they get free attacks on you if you do that.
Just do it. You're good.
Actually, I think do you have tumble? Yeah, you do. So you can tumble past them. If you fail, they get the attack, but if you succeed, they don't.
Do it, man. All right. Fuck the police. Let's just go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Zammit, always go for it. Never think.
I'm sorry, Zammit.
Just a sword across the top of the skull.
Does a backflip into a zombie.
Four of the five. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's gone. It's lost the time. Four of the five zombies get a free hit on you.
Oh, no, Zammit, I killed you again. Why does anybody listen to me?
Not all of them will hit. Some of them did, though.
Evasion.
No, evasion's only for magical spells.
Damn.
Oh, Zammit, I'm so sorry if you're dead.
Ow.
You take 10 points of damage.
Jesus. Oh, no.
What are you on?
I am on 2.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Like, one of them catches you in the chest and greatly wins you.
Ah.
Then, like, that slowing down of you allows another one of them to fucking clock you in the face with a club. You just
least
got blood freely flowing.
I've ever done.
Yep. Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
It's all right. Hey. It was a risk.
You took it.
I took it.
That's
didn't pay
you.
Off.
You
that's
can keep you. Going, though. You can get to the other room. Yeah, you can get the other side.
Other side.
They
the
just got
side.
To hit you, that's all.
Slide past the grease, and I want to, like, push the block of wood back at them.
You ineffectually push the block of wood.
You're tiny, Zammit. You're a tiny man.
But it was greased up.
Oh, that's true.
It's not that greased up. And you are a tiny man. He is somewhat correct.
Ainsley, push the block of wood.
Pushing
our only
wood.
Ainsley, tumble past them.
Ainsley, tumble past them.
It's their turn.
Great.
Jackson, they're bearing down on you now.
I'd like to drink the potion of mage armor.
Okay. When you get your turn, you may do that.
Mios Dios.
One of them tears at you.
Ah, guys, help.
You take 7 points of damage.
Oh, boy.
Ow.
Yeah, it's
guess
like
on 7.
Just reached in, tore out a lung or something. Like casually, very nonchalantly. Like,
oh, these zombies are tough.
That was the max damage they could roll.
I'm frightened.
Not great.
Okay. So that puts it at Ainsley.
Ainsley, come on, push the block of wood. Tumble to the block of wood and push that shit.
You can't tumble. That's an ability only Leo gets.
What? But not very well, though. So no. I don't know why I'm gloating.
You do all right. You rolled a one, unfortunately.
Oh, my God. Zabbit is a man of extremes for some reason.
Yeah.
He really, really is.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's scary.
Ainsley, just fucking gun it.
To push the block of wood?
Or just loot one of these guys.
Or be helpful.
Yeah, don't listen to this guy.
That's... true.
I've lost a lot.
So will Ainsley be helpful? Will she not? Find out next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
The links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favourite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.